This is the Bible Quizzer Podcast. Thank you so kindly for joining us. My name is Cullen Baggett, and we have not had an episode since August of 2024. And here we are, it's a brand new year, January of 2025, and the major tournament season is upon us, or is it? More on that later. We had several things happen since August. The primary event being a tournament which took place in November in Wisconsin. We'll talk about that a little later. And then just want to preview the Falls Baptist Invitational or the FBI happening this weekend in Menotomy Falls, Wisconsin. So we'll go ahead and get started. I am joined today by none other than David Roberts. David Roberts was a great quizzer for Muquonago, Wisconsin back in the day. But David, you can say hello.
Hello.
And then none other than BibleQuizzer.net's Micah Folkers, the infamous, awesome, and extremely knowledgeable when it comes to technology.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, so let's jump right in. So, quick recap of this tournament that happened in November in Wisconsin. I was not there. You both were. We have the results on the Bible Quizzer fans Facebook group, I believe, but not a lot happened as far as, that one not being a major. It's not very much talked about. It really happens before Christmas or the New Year, but it did cover all the material. Now, for those of you who don't know, Falls, the program, is on a massive win streak. I think the word dominated is way overused in our culture, but they have dominated absolutely since 2021. However, at that tournament in November, a team from Tennessee, Ridgeview, Tennessee, was able to meet them in the finals and beat them twice in a two-team quiz. So, David and Micah, if you can just give me like a 90-second summary of the tournament overall, and then give me like a minute on why you think Falls lost and how Ridgeview is able to beat them.
Go for it.
Okay, so pretty much when I was watching the tournament, I noticed there was definitely, like in years past, there was a lot of good teams, but I noticed that there was a lot more teams that could challenge Falls. I mean,
Right.
Ridgeview, they beat Falls. I think they're a legit team. Like they could challenge Falls every tournament.
Yep.
The Schultz team was very good, right up there with Falls. Muquonago, their second team, Challenge Falls. There was, I think, three or four teams that maybe they didn't beat Falls in the tournament, but they could have beat Falls. And I think especially once you add in the Church of Greenville,
Right.
this could be the year. I mean, Falls is still a great team, but this could be the year where their dominance is broken.
I would add Faith Canoga Park as well. I think that they're going to be a factor as soon as they start showing up at these tournaments. I think they're going to have a chance to. So I think, yeah, Falls is going to be solid every time, but I don't think that this is the last time we're going to see them get beat, and maybe not even this year. This is, I believe, Hanalyn van Gelderen's senior year. After that, it's very possible that their program could move down a couple ranks. I'm sure they're still going to be very good, but I don't think they're going to be quite as dominant as they've been for the last couple of years. I feel like it's time for a couple other teams. They know it, and they're starting to step up and do really well. Faith Canoga Park would be one of them in my mind. That's definitely a factor. And as well as Ridgeview, of course, and Church of Greenville.
Okay, so just this question is for both of you. On an eye test standpoint, obviously we have very limited data. I also want to throw an asterisk out there for that tournament. Usually teams do not quiz at their best before Christmas and New Year. You still got people that are memorizing the material. It's more of a work in progress for those teams. But do you think they lost because they very apparently regressed from last year's team? Or do you think it is because the competition got better? And before you answer, let me say this. My hypothesis that tends to be supported by facts when you look back at records of winners from one year to the next, that seasons where there is less material to memorize, there tends to be more parity because more quizzers are able to memorize the whole text. Now, this
Right.
year is among the shortest in the cycle. So in the 9 years that we do it, I believe this has the least amount of verses, if not, it's the second least for Hebrews, 1st, and 2nd Peter. So tell me, do you think it's because Falls is more regressing or the competition level has risen from last season?
Well, I think it's kind of both at the same time. I mean, Falls, when you lose like one of your top three quizzers in like Charity Schultz, one of their top three quizzers, they lost Sophia Schultz, who was arguably like one of their top five quizzers. And now the Schultz team is separate. I think Falls maybe regressed. They don't have the same deepness of talent. Now they did have Steven and Hannah Lynn both on the same team, which is a big thing, obviously. But I think I didn't notice as much a regression in talent because it's hard to, when you have Hannah Lynn and Steven, to lose like the talent. I think the other teams were very improved from the last year. And what you said, Colin, about having the majority of more teams and more people on those teams have it memorized, I think that's kind of what we're dealing with, is it's not necessarily a regression of talent. It's just the other teams have gotten good, and maybe Falls lost a couple key pieces from their last year's team.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I would agree. And I definitely do see improvement from other teams for sure. I think they kind of have, there's been this, they've been gunning for Falls for several years now. And I think finally some teams are starting to step up. I think they've been working towards that for a long time, and we're just finally starting to see the results. But as David said, I mean, yeah, Falls did lose some key players. So I think that that is a factor.
And I think getting Ridgeview back this year in major tournaments is going to help, because Blake's an incredible quizzer too.
Right. Yeah.
So, real quickly, though, why do you think Ridgeview for this one tournament? Again, this is such a small data size. I don't want to, you know, jump to conclusions here. But that's the first team to beat Falls since 2021. Okay, that's not a small thing here. Why is Ridgeview, why were they able to beat them, and why do you think they're able to beat them again? Let's just look at Ridgeview here. What makes them that special team that can do it?
Well, I think the simple answer would be their experience in two-team quizzing. And I know they quiz PQA, which is a lot of two-team quizzing. And I know I even talked with Blake and some of their quizzers afterwards, and they said, to us, two-team quizzing is our top game. So if we can survive the three-team quizzing and get down to that two-team quizzing, that's where they're at their best. So I think Falls, the mostly, I mean, Church of Greenville, too, is a PQA team. So we'll see how that plays in even at the Falls tournament. But I think that's why Ridgeview was able to beat Falls at the Muquonago tournament, is because that prowess in two-team quizzing. And also, it wasn't just Blake. He had a couple of quizzers, the two girls, and then there was three other quizzers, and they all could answer questions.
Yep.
So do you think that Ridgeview team was better than Falls, or they just happened to be better at the section of the game where they excel?
I mean, that's a tough one to answer, but I think Ridgeview definitely matched Falls' level of quizzing. I know Hannah Lynn had a couple not so great quizzes, but that also comes when you feel the pressure of a good team. So I would say it's repeatable for Ridgeview. And I think, I mean, Falls definitely has room to get better. They weren't 100% where they would have liked to be, but I think it's repeatable for Ridgeview. But Falls also, I mean, they're not going to, it's not going to be easy to beat them again.
Right. Okay.
I feel like it is hard to kind of put teams above, to even rank teams as solidly better. Because I remember when I was in quizzing, I always felt like we had the best team because I knew all the material perfectly. There were at least one or two other quizzers on our team that knew everything perfectly. So I felt like we must be the best team in the nation, but we would go and we'd get, you know, third place, second place. And I think that it's really hard to kind of even know what exactly is it that makes a team better. And it's not all knowledge. I mean, Hannah Lynn has known everything since June, literally. And that's crazy. I don't know if any other quizzer in the nation knew everything in June.
Not me.
But yeah. So it's not all knowledge. And Steven didn't have everything memorized. I think he just finished. So maybe some of the other players weren't quite up to that level yet. And that could have been part of it. But either way, Blake didn't have everything memorized. He at least lacked one chapter in Romans, or sorry, Hebrews. He at least was missing one chapter. And I'm not sure where the rest of his team was, but I don't think they had a single person who knew all the material, yet they still won because there's so many other factors at play. And that's why I feel like it is really hard to just rank a team as better. I think if Falls faced them again, it would be, it's possible that it could repeat, but it could just as easily, I felt like it could have just gone the other way. It's just time and chance and their two team quizzing as well.
Okay. So yeah, I'll second that. I think it's really hard to do that on a preseason note. We don't have like an AP poll or a preseason favorites. I think if I were to take a poll, I still feel like the majority of voters would place Falls number one because of how last probably. Season ended. I don't think most voters that know about that team are going to take one loss at a minor tournament at which you finish second as saying, oh my goodness, you're the second best team based on history. But
right. That's
the past. Let's focus on the present and the future. So very exciting tournament coming up here. We got the Falls Baptist Invitational happening this weekend. Now, I'm not going to spend time on the junior division. I'll focus on the varsity division or division one, also known as the elite division. But I do want to say hats off to Falls. I want to thank them for hosting and all they do for Bible quizzing. There are 30 teams at this tournament, which is a massive amount outside of spectacular tournaments that we've had in a while. So that is a great encouragement to me, like massive blessing. I'm very happy to see that. So 30 between the two divisions, we've got 15 in JV, 15 in the varsity, several states represented here, most of them congregated in the Midwest, several ministries. So I'll go ahead and read through them, and then we can just kind of pick it apart, give our two cents. It's probably all it's worth, but we'll see. Okay, so these are just alphabetically listed. The Academy of Excellence A, Cross Point A, Faith Blue, Faith Red, Falls A, Greenville B, Maranatha A, Maranatha B, Marquette A, Maquonago A, Maquonago B, Schaumburg A, Schaumburg B, Tabernacle A. Now, before we kind of pick those apart, just want to make a note. Faith, if I'm correct, this is the Faith Michigan teams. This is not Faith in South Carolina, Faith in California. Church of Greenville is those Greenville teams, so they are South Carolina. They appear to be the ones that are traveling the furthest. We'll touch on them later. Maranatha, those are both Wisconsin teams. Maquonago, I know, is a Wisconsin team. Schaumburg is Illinois. Can you tell me which state Marquette is in? Are they Illinois?
They're Illinois as well.
Okay. Illinois and then Tabernacle. Do we know which state they're from?
I don't know.
I think they might be from Indiana, but I don't want to speak before I know.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, so the date is limited. Jury's still out on Tabernacle. All right, and then Cross Point, if I'm not mistaken, is this the same Cross Point ministry from Indiana that did very well at Nationals last year? I'm assuming. Yeah. Okay, yes. They have experience. They're probably going to know their stuff. Okay. All right, so before we get into the teams, I want to point out a couple that are not going to be there that we've already mentioned. So right off the bat, we've said Ridgeview, Tennessee, they're not going to be there. They may be, you know, the best team in the country for all we know. They've obviously started off the season better than they could have imagined for what they have, but they're not going to be at this tournament. Also want to note that Faith Canoga Park and First Baptist at Long Beach, both California teams, are not going to be at the tournament for one reason or the other. Also want to note, those two teams were among the top teams last year. First Baptist Long Beach won AACS. So whatever happens at this tournament, we do want to note those are some key teams and ministries who are not at the tournament. All right. Mm-hmm. I've given all the disclaimers at the front. Based off that list of teams, who jumps out at you? David, go first.
Okay, well, I mean, Falls definitely jumps off. Church of Greenville is always a good team. Cross Point, I think, is going to be up there for some of the top teams. I mean, I know at our tournament, they didn't quite meet their expectation, but they're also more a school-based team. So as they get to go over the material more during the school year, I think they're going to progress. I think they're going to be pretty good at the tournament. I know Faith from Michigan last year took a solid step forward. So if they can continue their step forward this year, I think they'll be a pretty decent team. I know they're led by a couple younger quizzers last year, so I think they'll only get better as they go over time. Maquonago, that's going to be, I mean, you can't go wrong with Maquonago. I think they're going to be pretty good. I've heard some reports from my dad, so I think they're going to be pretty good. I know I'm missing a couple of teams, but I feel like I covered most. I mean, all the teams there, when we're talking about, I mean, good, I'm talking about, I guess, every team knows their stuff pretty well. But there's the teams that, you know, it's hard to compete with Falls. So when they're going to give Falls a run for their money, I think Church of Greenville, honestly, if I'm myself picking a team that can challenge Falls, I think Church of Greenville here has maybe the best fighting chance. I've seen them in the last couple of years, and they've been kind of mistake prone whenever I've seen them. So I think if they can clean up their game, they could challenge Falls in a big way. But Falls is going to be tough to overcome.
Yep. Yeah, I feel like in this tournament, I'm kind of predicting just straight up, Falls is going to win this one. I don't think it'll be – I mean, they always win Falls Invitational. And I mean, we were surprised with McQuanago, but Ridgeview isn't going to be at this tournament. And I don't think Church of Greenville is going to challenge Falls, even if it is going to be a challenging team. They're going to be good. But I just don't think any of these teams are going to challenge Falls. That's just my opinion. So – but yeah, Church of Greenville is going to be good. I actually was impressed with Maranatha as well when I saw them at McQuanago. They were actually very solid. Maybe I saw them compete against lesser teams, but one thing I'll say for them is they didn't waste any questions. I don't feel like there was a single question where it was asked and nobody stood. I think they knew everything. Somebody on their team knew everything. So that was impressive. So I wouldn't want to just totally wipe them off the radar either. For even third place or something like that. And of course, it all depends on how much people have worked in the last couple of months. But otherwise, I would pretty much agree with Dave on all of his observations there.
Yeah, I think Tabernacle might be the Schultz team. I could be wrong because I know they were called the Schultz team at McQuanago. It could be Tabernacle, maybe the church they're going to. So I think if that's the case, I think the Schultzes will be up there.
That would make sense. If that Tabernacle team has Charity Schultz, I'm going to say that's a top three team. You know, based on what I know of these teams, I haven't seen really most of these teams outside of Falls or Church of Greenville, just in watching what I did at the Wisconsin tournament in November. But what I'm hearing is Falls, Greenville, if the Schultz is a part of this Tabernacle team, that's probably going to be a top three team. But also McQuanago may challenge. So are the two of you just kind of assuming like Schaumburg's probably not going to be a big challenger to them. Marquette probably not as well.
I mean, just
don't know, honestly, myself, but okay. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I haven't seen both of us. I don't think we've seen them yet this year.
Not yet.
But I know Marquette's always been, they've been growing the last couple of years, same with Schaumburg. So they could have a big surprise waiting. It's kind of like those teams that are on the outside looking into like the AP top 25. You just don't necessarily know what you're getting, but I think they could be good. And I know Micah earlier talked about Fall. He's picking Falls to win. And I know it is hard quizzing at the Falls tournament because it's not necessarily like the most, I'm not going to say unfriendly environment, but it's like home field advantage here. So, but I know McQuanago is going to be pretty good this year. Elizabeth and Nathan have been very solid. And I think if you get them in a three-team quiz, Falls could have struggles. I mean, we'll see.
Nathan is back. That's what you're saying.
Nathan is back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan is back. Okay, so my forecast from McQuanago just increased because as a young quizzer 2 years ago, I thought he was top five quizzer in the country. Okay, so McQuanago. All right. Academy of Excellence, I'm seeing, just on the information that's been revealed to me, this is going to be the most rookie team. We're not expecting them to go very far, just lack of experience there. And Maranatha, we're kind of saying, is dark horse there. Okay, so Church of Greenville. Here's what I've seen of Church of Greenville. This is coming from the Greenville Area Spectacular, which, again, is not necessarily a good representative data point, limited chapters, etc. But having quizmastered at that tournament, seeing most of the teams there, everyone who was at that tournament who watched a quiz would agree with me that the best ministry there overall was Church of Greenville. Between Sam and Abby, I think they probably have the best one and two quizzers outside of Falls, if I'm going to count Hannah Lynn and Steven Jr. as their one and two.
Yep.
I haven't seen Ridgeview yet, but my gut tells me that's what's going to happen. So I also would kind of favor here. If I were picking teams, I think Falls is probably the team to be. One, you have the factor that they just lost for the first time since 2021. Probably not too happy about that. Also, I mean, it's early in the season. You can kind of correct your mistakes, get on the right trajectory. Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, it looks like they're going to be the ones that are friendly in an otherwise hostile environment for the other teams. So I'll follow there on that one. Any thoughts on this next topic here? I want to just delve into this for like 3 to 5 minutes. So historically, Bible Quiz has had four quote-unquote major tournaments. Those were as follows: the Athens New Year's Classic, the Colorado Invitational, Squanet, and then the quote-unquote granddaddy of them all, the American Association of Christian Schools, or AACS tournament, to kind of end the season. Those were dubbed majors because of your major golf tournaments or major tennis tournaments. Now, the past few years, Athens hasn't really happened. We're not sure if it's going to happen again, but CI still happens. Squanet still happens. If y'all disagree with me on this, say so, but I think those are the consensus best two tournaments left because Athens hasn't been consistent the past few years. Harder to travel there for some reason at that time compared to past years. And then with AACS, I think we've had a shift to where the better teams tend to be schools, churches, or groups that are outside of AACS. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, based on what you know of those tournaments, do you think Falls Baptist Invitational, because of where it falls on the calendar, do you think it should be considered a major this year? Why or why not?
I guess for me, I think the biggest thing is like 10, 12 years ago, a majority, I felt like, of the teams were from down south. And you had countless teams coming from Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, from that southern region. And that's why you had Squanet down there, AACS, Athens. And I think, I mean, as much as like we would love to have a bunch of southern teams, it's kind of the North or the Midwest is yeah. where majority of the teams are coming from now. And I think it's reflected by having 30 teams at the Falls tournament.
Right.
And so I think just by virtue of, I mean, Falls is just the week after, so even later than the Athens tournament, how many teams come to it? 30 different teams, both divisions. I mean, 15 teams just in varsity is a pretty good number. And I mean, the quality of the tournament itself, and then I mean, the placement in the year. So I think Falls would have to be considered a major tournament. I mean, it's in the tournament window. And so, I mean, I hope Athens gets up and running again, but I think Falls checks all the criteria in my mind for major tournament. I mean, it is just one day, but I think Athens has been just one day in the past too. So I think Falls should be considered a major tournament.
Okay, so Micah, before you answer, Micah, just real quick, David, you said your criteria. Give, like, what are your two or three criteria that you're like, okay, this makes it a major, this doesn't?
Yeah, I would think for me a major is a full text tournament after, I mean, I guess you have to have a cutoff day. So I would say after the new year turns. It has at least, I would say in my mind, three of the top five or six teams consistently at it. And it's hard to set a number because even Colorado has gone down in numbers recently, but I would say in the ballpark of 10 teams at it consistently as well. And it's also your high level of quiz masters or high quality one tournament.
Okay. All right, Michael, what do you think?
Yeah, I feel like one other criteria that we should think about is the level of quiz, the level of teams coming to. And that would be the only one where I would kind of feel maybe Falls isn't quite a major in that sense. But, I mean, who decides this anyway?
Right, right.
But, yeah, it's kind of arbitrary in some respects. But they're definitely a major team in, or major tournament in that all the things that David just said. that they have, you know, good quiz masters normally that come. It's really it's very well run. They do have a very solid amount of teams coming too. A lot of the ministries coming are bringing multiple teams, and a lot of the ministries coming are either more like rookie teams like AOE, or somewhere on that spectrum. So it's not really like the tournament of champions. Right. Not exactly. And I feel like CI definitely is the tournament of champions. We've always seen it as the Super Bowl of Bible quiz, and Squanet as well is kind of that way. I feel like most of the best teams always find a way to make it to Colorado and Squanet, whereas Falls is just hit or miss. And you might get a really good team there, but most of the time it's, you know, Falls and friends
right.
with maybe one or two very solid teams. Otherwise, like Mequonago, Church of Greenville, it used to be Heritage would come. But hardly ever teams from the South come. So that's kind of my feeling on it. So, I mean, I don't mind it being called a major. I think that's cool. But I just feel like that's one major difference between it and the other tournaments.
So I have one vote. Yes, it should be a major this year. One vote. It should not be a major this year. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So So for this one, I think I agree with both of you, but ultimately I'm going to side with Micah and throw in a compromise, because I think you're both hitting on some valid points here. I think full text, absolutely non-negotiable. That's got to be the biggest factor for determining a major tournament. So that's going to be huge. Second thing I agree with David on is it needs to be after January. Give kids time to get through that first semester. They've been working on everything, ideally since April or May, go through the summer, they get their material. I'm also with Micah. I think it's not so much the number of teams, though you want a good number of teams. I think you want the quality teams here, okay? I'm going to say this year, the Falls Baptist Invitational should not be a major. However, if you told me that two of the following teams, Woodside, Colorado, Faith Canoga Park, First Baptist Long Beach, Ridgeview, if you told me two of those four were going to come, I'd say absolutely. That's a major right. tournament. Those are the best teams. This is worth all that the majors are. But I look at it right now in this set of teams, with the exception of Greenville, it feels to me like a very regional tournament. I'm not complaining. I think it's great. To me, this is the best tournament in a while, just because I'm a guy who roots for outcome, and the more people being involved, the more kids that are memorizing right. God's word,
absolutely,
all yeah. the other stuff pushed aside. That's what I'm in it for. Okay.
Yep.
That's great. But I see this as another minor like Blue Ridge. Now, next year, I think it is primed to replace Athens. And if we can get some more of those top teams to show up, I think this should be a major.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm with both of you. I think CI is far and away the best tournament we have. I see it as the Super Bowl, as you said. I just wish that the calendar kind of worked out that way, because in my mind, whoever wins CI, that's the best team in the country, sure. unless it's sure. just clearly a fluke. Because in my eyes, if I can win, let's just put Athens to the side. Let's say it's defunct or whatever. If I can pick between CI, Squanet, AACS, and I can only win one of those tournaments, I'm going to take CI and not think
twice. Totally.
If I can win two of those tournaments, I'm going to say CI, Squanet, not think twice about it.
Yeah.
AACS is just like, while it used to be the be-all, end-all, it's not anymore. Because even, back nearly 10 years ago now, the best two or three teams in the country were not AACS members. So whoever won AACS left feeling like, hey, we're probably the third or fourth best team in the country. So although I still consider AACS a major, I don't think it's worth nearly as much as the other two. So for those reasons, I'll say I think next year Falls Invitational Tournament has the ability to be a major. This year I'm going to say no, but it's a discussion to have, willing to have it. So that's just our quick kind of preview of this. We're going to have more content coming on the website, so keep your eyes open for that. A couple more articles, fun, exciting interviews. Obviously, we'll have reviews. And are we going to have live footage from the tournament at all, or is that going to be live streamed? Do we know yet?
Yeah, I believe it will. Yep.
Okay,
and
awesome.
We can try to definitely post that on Facebook and other places where it'll be visible to anybody who wants to see it.
Awesome. Okay, so you can tune in this weekend to see that. And then February 13th and 14th, the Colorado Invitational will be happening in Denver, Colorado. That's going to be at Woodside Baptist Church. If you have any questions on that, you can email us, Cullen@BibleQuizzer.net, or reach out through the Facebook group or however you want to for that, and we can provide you with information. But as we kind of wrap this thing up, before we go, though, I have a fun game for you guys. This is called Take It or Leave It. I am going to give you a statement, and you're going to tell me if you're going to take it, a.k.a. you agree with it, you buy it, or you're leaving it, so you disagree with it. Okay, so I've got two of these. Take it or leave it, number one. We'll start with Micah and then go to David. So the fall's reign is officially over as the number one team in the country.
I'd say leave it. I don't think it's over at all. But I'm not saying that they're going to win every tournament. I just think that they still have a future, and they're still going to win some first place trophies for sure in the next several years. I mean, yeah, I think that they have such a deep they have a lot of kids coming up who are very good, and the Van Gelderens are nowhere close. I mean, their oldest is graduating, but there's a lot more Van Gelderens coming up, and they're all insanely good. So I think it's just starting.
David, take it or leave it. The fall's reign is over as the number one team.
That's a tough one. I'm going to have to go with take it. I think Church of Greenville is going to be really good over the next couple of years. Ridgeview, I guess they're going to be losing Blake, so they're not really a reason to say leave it or take it. But I think McQuanago is going to be really good, and I think they have a better core of young quizzers coming up than Falls. I think there's a number of good teams that are going to come. Now, Falls is, I still think they might be the best team for a while, but I don't think they're going to be the complete dominate everyone and win every tournament from here on out.
Okay, I'm also going to leave this one. I think it's far from over. They just have, I mean, they just restock, and I see younger quizzers in the Falls Ministry who I think will be great. I'm thinking especially of Lydia. I think she's going to be a great quizzer. I think Stephen Jr. is still going to be a great quizzer. I think he's been under the shadow of his sister a while, but I mean, he's an amazing quizzer. He'd be number one on most teams. So I'll leave that one. But okay, so this was unplanned, but because of something David said, I'm going to add a third one here. I'll call this Take It or Leave It 1B. Okay, take it or leave it. Falls will be the number one team at the end of this season. So come April 2025, Falls will be number one. David, you can go first on this one.
Okay, I'm going to – my gut tells me to say take it, so that's what I'm going to say. I think
all right.
Falls is just – Hannah Lynn's just too good to – lose more than one major tournament. So
okay, so per David Roberts, the Falls reign is over, but they will be the number one team.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Micah, take it or leave it.
I'll take it. I just already said that basically, so I'll take it.
All right, last one, take it or leave it. There will be different teams to win the Falls Baptist Invitational, Squanet, and the Colorado Invitational. Whoever wants to go first, go for it.
I guess I'll go first. I'll say take it. I think it's going to be tough between Falls and Colorado, because you're going to – for Colorado, I think you're going to be adding in, like, the California teams and then Woodside. But I think probably – I'm going to say Falls wins Falls. Colorado, I'm going to predict is won by either McQuanago or one of the California teams. And then I think Squanet's going to be either Ridgeview or – Church of Greenville that wins that one. So I think we're going to see a different winner for each major, but I think the one that Falls does win will probably be Colorado or Falls. So I guess.
Yeah. And I mean, I didn't even say ACS just because I don't think of the teams that we've mentioned that we consider top dogs this year outside of First Baptist Long Beach.
Or McQuanago.
Yeah. Okay, so McQuanago, of those are the only two that I can think of that are at AACS. I think that's right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe a Cross Point Indiana slips in there, one of these other teams, but from what we've said, that seems to make sense. Okay, Micah, you taking it or leaving it?
If by this question you mean that all three tournaments will be won by totally different teams every time,
But we'll just say different teams. Falls could win one, Ridgeview could win the other two, or you could have three.
Okay, yeah. All right. So then in that case, I would say I would take it because I think that out of the next three tournaments, I wouldn't be surprised if Falls lost another one. But I think they're probably going to win two out of the three. I think Colorado, we haven't seen Faith Canoga Park at all yet. And I wouldn't be surprised if they just came out of nowhere and won Colorado based on their fall tournament that they had there. They had three teams, and all three of their teams were the top three, and Woodside was there. Other California teams were there. So, as far as I know, I think that they're going to be very stacked, and I think that they could totally take Colorado. And then, yeah, I would feel like the other two probably are going to end up with Falls. Not going to say it won't be close. I wouldn't be surprised if another team won one, but I'm going to go with Falls for Falls and Squad.
Okay, so Micah is going to take that. I will take that as well. I think you're probably not going to have a monopoly on the tournaments this season, as it has been the last few years outside of AACS, with Falls taking the cake on those. So, overall, good, nice little game there for take it or leave it. We'll see who is wrong, who is right at the end of the year. But any other parting comments for our listeners, David or Micah?
I mean, I guess we'll see some of you teams at the Falls tournament. I know I'll be helping with a lot of the stats and stuff in the main room, but I'm looking forward to the tournament. It's always nice to see that first or big, I guess, second big tournament of the year, but first one of the new year. And I'm looking forward to see who wins and maybe in a couple of weeks doing the same thing again to talk about those results.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be good. Hoping to see you all there and keep memorizing, keep studying the Word of God. That's really what we're all about, is just treasuring the Word of God. It's an incredible gift that God's given to us. So spend some time in it today if you haven't yet. If you haven't memorized a verse in a while, then why don't you do that right now? Even if you're a coach, memorize with your kids. So
Hopefully not a quizzer.
if you're a quizzer, I hope you memorized verses recently. So, all right. Well, it's been great. Thanks, guys. Been a great talk.
Thank y'all both for
Looking forward to
joining,
Saturday.
and thanks for everyone for listening in if you made it this long. I'm unfortunately not going to be there, but I'm looking forward to hearing all about it and reviewing it. So this has been the Bible Quizzer Podcast. See you.